Welcome to the Matt Mosley Show, presented by Jim Turner Chevrolet.
They put together a really cool video yesterday that I was going to send to you, and it was about the history of the Baylor-TCU rivalry, and there were a lot of interesting facts in there. I mean, it's stuff that I'm sure you knew, but I didn't send it to you because the narrator called Grant Taff Grant Teef. That's how he pronounced Grant Taff. And it was, it was...
It's like they didn't catch it. I mean,
it wasn't a live thing. I mean, it was put together. It was edited. And nobody went back and was like, hey, you mispronounced one of the most famous college football coaches in history.
Yeah, he literally called him Teef. Oh, that's so bad. Send it to me anyway. I want to make fun of it. I want to look at that thing.
This is the Matt Mosley Show. Here's your host, Matt Mosley.
It is Matt Mosley. Matt Mosley Show, ESPN Central Texas. Been a busy morning already. John Morris coming off, doing his first Baylor game of the season in here today. I understand, Stephen, you tell me that Brian Estridge was on the program today, the voice of the Frogs, the voice of the Frogs. I can just hear his voice in my ear. You realize that was how I got started in radio. I mean, he's regretted it ever since, but it was Brian Estridge calling. He told Randy Galloway, we got to bring this guy on. We got to have this guy. Estridge was my biggest rooting section. And so I was a writer at the time, a pure writer, just writing for the love of the game. And I got paid as well. But it was Estridge who convinced Randy Galloway to bring me on, and then years later he very much regretted that because he felt like Randy and I phased him out a little bit. And the truth is, I got blamed completely for it. Randy somehow was able to just escape all blame, and that is how Brian Estridge ended up on the Hal J morning show like at 5 a.m., on 820 in Dallas. But I don't know, man. It's so weird. These are all my former co-hosts that have been on lately. Ian Fitzsimmons on You Make the Call the other day. Brian Estridge on with John Morris. And so it was kind of like old home week, although that would insinuate that you still get together with these people. I do not talk to these people anymore, but that's okay. That's okay. I do have people in radio that I do talk to all the time and still stay in touch with. But, Stephen, who else is – I'm trying to think any of my other coworkers that might
I don't know.
That might be on tomorrow.
It's like you're all in the Eagles together or something, though. You don't talk anymore. There's kind of some bad blood.
It was a bad breakup. Now, Estridge will say something. Occasionally he'll come up to me and go – how's life on Planet Matt? That's how he always greets me, and I'm just like, oh, things are fine, Brian. The bitter media is full of a lot of bitter people. Okay, I'm glad I'm not one of them. I'm just happy, man. I am. I'm just pleased because what we do here every day, this is fun stuff, and we got a lot to talk about today. At 10:40, we have. Glenn Stretch Smith, the former Cowboys scout and coach, will join us to kind of break things down from the other night. At 10:20, we'll kind of do that and then let our people sound off. If you want to sound off, we didn't really give you a chance yesterday because we had a Baylor game and we had to quickly, J-Mo, who did radio yesterday? Because J-Mo was doing TV on ESPN++ with old pal, with... King McClure.
Yeah, I saw that you splurged for ESPN Plus yesterday. How'd that go?
$4.99, buddy. I've already canceled it. No, I'm kidding. I did.
Parker's not eating dinner tonight.
I've already canceled it. No, I wanted to see. I wanted to see the Bears a little bit. I wanted to see the Bears in action. They took care of Conway, Arkansas, University of Conway, or whatever that is. It's Central Arkansas, but I think that's in Conway. And appreciate those kids for coming up here and serving as our personal whipping boys for that ball game. And the Bears did fine. Bears came out. The one thing I didn't really get a real good look at, did you watch any of that, Steven, or were you too busy working? Did you ever take a peek, or do y'all have ESPN Plus programming in the studio?
Well, no, I was here, but I was listening to the radio broadcast. I didn't.
Oh yeah,
I didn't get the. Yeah. I mean, I had access to the radio broadcast.
Well, did it?
Now I can't remember the guy's name. Pat Nunley did color, obviously, but I can't remember the play-by-play guy's name.
Oh, Derek? Was it not Derek?
It wasn't Derek. No.
God, they brought in somebody, another play-by-play man. How can they just continue to pass me over for these things? I mean, what an opportunity that would have been.
You doing play-by-play sounds like such a train wreck.
As opposed to what I'm doing now, I mean, how much more could it be?
Well, you're in an environment now where it's okay to go off on a, you know, rabbit trail and then you can eventually circle back. When you're doing play-by-play, you can't start talking about, like, the 1989 Baylor basketball team for 5 minutes.
I think I would be able to do it, and they could either pull me off the set or pull my headset off, or I would continue. Nunley and I would really get along. Nunley, God, you should see how this guy dresses. This is the sartorial splendor of Waco. I'd like to know where you go in Waco. It used to be like Schnellenburgers or Schellenburgers, however you say it. I think it's Schellenburgers. Used to be some men's clothing, men's haberdashery where you could go and get, you know, all these kinds of unbelievable suits and beautiful sport coats. And I think that's what it was called. I don't know where Pat goes. I mean, John's like me. John's still dressing like he's pledging. You know, we just put on a sport coat and some khaki slacks, navy blazer, khaki slacks, and we go about our business. I mean, it's like we're still Fijis or something, you know, going through the pledge line. I mean, sorry, John, I know you've got some nice sport coats. I'm just messing with you. I'll tell you who's got some nice sport coats. The best sport coat game in Waco right now might be Mac Rhodes. I mean, Rhodes, goodness gracious, he will roll out some sport coats on you. Now, Dickie, kind of his right-hand man, the deputy, or I think they call him a vice president now. Dickie's got some good stuff, too. But he'll mix in some, like, special socks and all that kind of thing. All right, I'll do my power rankings of Baylor administrators later for how they dress. But who do you think's most likely to pull out a Simcox dark dress shirt? Who do you think that is on the Baylor campus? I don't think that's Morris.
Hmm.
That Derek guy seems like he might do it.
Derek Smith?
Derek Smith seems like the kind of guy that might pull a purple dress shirt out of the closet. You know, I don't know. That guy's done so much PA work over the years and so much, like, showing up at weddings, and he's just always on the mic. I mean, think about that. When you have a voice like old Derek, you would think, oh, Mosley, I bet Mosley's done a lot of PA. No. I am literally the MC game is not my thing, where you got to get up and remember everything, you know, and like remember who everybody is. I don't want to do that. But I bet Derek has done a bunch of that stuff, and I just feel like he's got some dark dress shirts in his closet. All right, it is the Matt Mosley Show on ESPN Central Texas. And we're rolling through a Wednesday. Can't believe it. We're already midweek. The Bears did pull that thing out. They scored over 100 points. I think the other team scored 61. You know, I don't look too closely at these things until you play some decent competition. I think Davion Mitchell's going to be one of my favorite players just because he gets down and dirty and he likes to play defense. I like guys that'll dig in a little bit. I think the fact that you can bring Vital and Bandu off the bench. Now, I don't know what this lineup will end up looking like. One of those guys may end up starting, but that is formidable right now. And Meyer can come off the bench as well. And then you got, Teague can hit those three. I thought Teague had a very, the limited amount I kind of saw on ESPN Plus, I was, I like.
It's just ESPN Plus. It's not Plus.
You let me call it what I want to call it. It's the only reason I'm getting it is because I like John Morris on TV and King McClure. The rest of it is kind of pedestrian. But any time that Baylor has some kind of, you know, I can see John on TV, I'll take advantage of it. ESPN plus plus. Now, I thought, but what reminded me, Baylor fans will know who I'm talking about. Maceo Teague does not get much elevation on his jump shot. If I've got the right guy, I think it was Teague. I had the sound turned down for a minute because I was doing something. I know that sounds bad. I do love John.
You just said you only got it because of J-Mo and King, and then you followed that up with, I had the sound down.
I know. Just briefly, because I was trying to write a story while watching this thing, okay? Don't give me such a hard time. But Maceo Teague does not get a lot of lift on his jump shot, if that's who it was. I think it was Maceo Teague.
It was, yeah.
He reminds me of Lace Darius Dunn.
Ooh, old Lace Dunn.
God,
that
Lace
was a gunner.
Dunn. That dude could shoot it. And when he got hot, Katie bar the door, man. He might hit 9 or 10 in a ball game. I think he owns the Big 12 record.
Yeah, I was about
at
to
least
say.
The Baylor record.
He surpassed Andre Emmett, didn't he? Much to Bob Knight's chagrin. I remember that game pretty specifically where he lays past Andre Emmett, and I think Bob Knight was trying to take points off the scorecard from him.
For the longest time, it was, God, did we lose Andre Emmett recently?
Yeah, we did.
God dang, you brought up a name there, and I got this big sad feeling, and I thought, why am I feeling sad? Well, I think he got murdered recently. But anyway, not to bring the room down, David Hamilton held the Big 12 record for a long time. He did it against TCU. Well, that was that would have been the old SWC, now that I think about it. You remember when TCU had Kurt Thomas, one of the great players in SWC history, and he went on to a 15, 20-year career in the NBA, played forever in the NBA, but he was a great, great player at TCU.
Mm-hmm.
One time up at Daniel Meyer, my fraternity brother and great friend, David Hamilton, the man we call Hambone, goes off for like nine three-pointers. I mean, you talk about a guy that could have been so great at Baylor who Harry Miller just ruined. The great Harry Miller. We may have lost Harry in recent years. Temple High School's own. He comes up to take over for Baylor. When Baylor had, I'm trying to think who we fired before that. It may have been right after the scandal. But we had Brian Skinner, who played for Harry at Temple and was awesome. And Roderick Miller, Harry's son. And then Harry had David Hamilton, my buddy, and he just ruined him. It was just like he didn't like him. David Hamilton was 6'7" and had an unbelievable stroke. Could shoot the three. If he played now, he'd score 18 to 20 a game and be one of the better players in the Big 12. And he just came along at the wrong time. Is that the kind of tangent, Stephen, you're talking about? Kind of rolling
yes.
off there.
Yes, and quick correction on what I said earlier. Buddy Hield now holds the points lead. He passed Lace Dunn.
Who corrected you on that?
I just looked it up. Nobody. I just looked it up in between.
I don't know. But anyway, by the way, they're giving me a hard time for not going to this TCU-Baylor game. I may have to. I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to reverse my policy or not. Yesterday on Twitter, I said 2015 monsoon cured me of ever going back over there again. I mean, it was a miserable experience. Every time I've ever been to Fort Worth. Now, Fort Worth, I love. But I'm talking about a TCU-Baylor football game. I've never had like a time. I've been over there with my buddy Tyler Cooper, Dr. Tyler Cooper. I've been over there as a kid with my dad, John Mosley. We've had miserable, miserable experiences. So I don't think I'm going to go back over there. But did you see Taylor, the Baylor SID, giving me a hard time?
I did see that.
He's like, well, if you only had a credential. I think he's saying I could just sit up there and not be bothered by anybody. But I don't know. In a rivalry game, do you want to sit in the press box when your alma mater needs you? No, you'd rather just sit at home and watch it on TV and watch this TCU.
Scream through the television.
You'd rather watch this TCU quarterback situation play out. What a What a sad, sad. I got to be nice because Gary does sample our show. Gary Patterson apparently will have the show on sometimes in his office. I don't want to come down too hard on him, but my gosh, what a mess. What an absolute mess. We'll talk about that during Campus Confidential at 11 a.m. today. Loaded show. Glenn Stretchsmith coming up at 10:40. But next, we weigh in. We didn't really get to yesterday. We look back and at that win in the Meadowlands. What do you feel good about? What do you feel bad about? 254-662-1660. That's next.
We're ready for some football, baby.
This is Dallas Cowboys football 2019.
Tavon Austin in motion, coming to the left.
Only heard here.
And they will pitch it right to Austin. He's got a first down, 15, cuts it to 10, running to the 5.
All season.
To the pylon, touchdown, Tavon Austin.
Sunday night, it's your Cowboys and the Minnesota Vikings. Live from AT&T Stadium on ESPN Central Texas. Brought to you by Texas Farm Bureau Insurance. Protecting Texans since 1952.
Go! Hey, it's Matt Mosley's show brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet and McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. Check out our November Fall Savings event featuring our best truck deals of the year. Come see the difference that so many of our friends rave about. Transparent pricing, the highest trade allowances, and a huge inventory of new Chevrolets for you to choose from. Or check us out online at TurnerChevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics. Sick 'em, Bears.
Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, the team physicians of Baylor Athletics. Our doctors specialize in the diagnosis and treatment of any and all sports-related injuries. Celebrating over a decade of service to Central Texas, our doctors are equipped to handle a wide range of issues, whether it's your foot or ankle, your hand or wrist, knee and shoulder pain, or you're in need of our arthritis and total joint clinic. Trust the doctors that Baylor trusts. Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics. Our goal is to get you back in the game.
Hi, this is Ward Weiss. Be sure and join me every Friday morning game day with Coach Jeff Hume for Huddle with Hume at Barefoot Campus Outfitter, Fate Avenue in Waco. We'll get you ready for the game at 8 a.m. with Coach Jeff Hume talking about last week's game and the upcoming game Friday night. Huddle with Hume. We'll have fresh coffee and donuts every Friday morning. It's game day live at Barefoot Campus Outfitters right here on ESPN Central Texas.
Tired of searching for your next apartment home? No one wants to drive around aimlessly, wasting gas, looking at one place after another. Let Heritage Square end your search. Their courteous and professional on-site staff will have you relaxing by their crystal clear pool in no time, letting all the stress of moving just float away. Call them at 254-420-1500. Heritage Square. It's more than a place to call home.
If you want to get in shape, get rid of weight or inches, you have to make a commitment to work out and the excuses of not enough time or you're too tired or busy. There's a special place that will change your life, Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness on Lakeshore Drive in Waco, and they have a commitment to you too, with personal trainers Christy London and Randall Corey. State-of-the-art Cybex equipment, weights, spin bikes, clean, spacious locker rooms, each with a whirlpool, towel service, a staff that knows your name when you walk through the front door. It's a place for your family, friends, you and me. No better tennis facilities with Britt Coleman, the tennis pro. Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness, a place you could call home, a place you could work out on your own or with group exercise classes, spin or spinnable, boot camp, yoga, bar class, and body shaping. It's time to make Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness your home away from home. You just need to walk to the front door, and you've started the journey to fitness and feeling better on Lakeshore Drive in Waco. And take it from me, it will change your life like you will never imagine.
The Conley Cadet Athletic Booster Club is proud to sponsor Cadet Football and ESPN Radio. They would like to thank all their members and supporters that make their mission and vision for the student-athletes at Conley ISD possible. Their goal is to support every student-athlete in every sport at Conley ISD. Through the hard work and commitment of many different people, their dreams become a reality. Along with supporting all sports, their Booster Club provides deserving seniors with multiple scholarships each year. Please follow them on Facebook to get information on upcoming meetings and events. They would like to wish Coach Shane Anderson, his staff, and all the cadets the best of luck this season.
A championship decision in business is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services and their 94% first-time fix rate. They leave their copy service competitors in the dust. Call Sean today at 254 772-1600. UBO Business Services. Oh, there it is. I think you referenced the Eagles, didn't you, earlier, Steven? And talking about all the... All
I did, when you were talking about the drama with your former radio host, co-workers.
Lots of drama. It was always, somehow Galloway remained above the fray. They were always mad that Galloway treated me better than he treated them. It was just because we were writers. It wasn't anything. I mean, we just had a little bit more of a bond. But they were always upset. Mosley, why does he let Mosley get away with everything? That's been the question everybody's asked my entire life. Why does Mosley get away with everything? It'll catch up with me someday. It already has in some ways. It is the Matt Mosley Show, ESPN Central Texas. Steven Simcox alongside, as always, preparing you. It is TCU Baylor Week, and I've been reading up on this thing. This is at 11, you're going to kind of bring us up to date on this TCU quarterback deal. This is about as bad a quarterback room as there is in the country right now. You'd be hard-pressed to find a worse situation because the guy they've chosen to cast their lot with hurt his hand somehow. Everybody else is hurt or has transferred or just left the program. I mean, could they convince Delton to come back? I mean, that is pretty thin skin to, you know, everybody thinks he's some kind of incredible leader and they've loved him this year and they loved when he came from Kansas State and then they handed him the starting job and it didn't work out. But the other day they decided they wanted the big man from Princeton, 6'5", Michael Collins. They put him in there in relief when the guy got hurt. And Delton got so mad he just left campus. He just said, "I'm out of here." I mean, who knows? We don't know everything. We don't know how this thing's been handled behind the scenes. But that seems like kind of a Weasley thing to do. They didn't put me in. I'm out of here. I mean, why would they? Weren't they in a situation they had to come back? They had to throw the ball down the field?
Yeah, they were down two scores with like a minute and a half left.
Yeah,
you had to score in a hurry.
You don't want Delton out there running the single wing, whatever he tries to do. Golly, he makes Skylar Thompson look like daggum Dan Marino. Jeez, Alex Delton. Apparently he was spotted down there in Waco talking to Matt Rhule about something. I don't know.
Giving him all the insight. Here's the playbook, Matt.
Delton went straight to Waco. Oh my gosh, I'd love to debrief Delton, kind of find out what's going on over there with that TCU program. All right, we got Glenn Stretch Smith coming up at 10:40, and he will kind of break down the Cowboys game as only he can. This yesterday we had an abbreviated show, so we're going to do a little bit more of this, and we want to open up the phone lines and the text lines. You can always text us or call us at 254-662-1660. I'm looking at a picture today in my Dallas Morning News, of Dorrance Armstrong reaching out. I mean, let's not act like Daniel Jones at this point of his career protects the ball that well. Dorrance is reaching out, knocking the ball away from him. I think that's what – is that the one that led to Jordan Lewis running it back for a touchdown? Or is that the one? Anyway,
yes, it's the one.
Forced fumble there by Dorrance Armstrong. And Cowboys finished this game the right way. A couple things I'll say. Yesterday I stopped by my gym, and I was in the little lounge area, and they had the replay of the game on. And what it did is drive home the point that the Cowboys got a call with about 10 minutes left. Giants try to go, or the Cowboys try to go deep, I think it was to Cooper, and they call pass interference on Baker, number 27, that rookie for the Giants. Well, it was a pretty bad call. I mean, they were going back and forth a little bit, but there was really no interference. And So it was a huge play. I mean, Cowboys got, I think it was like a 28, 30-yard type like pass interference call. It was 23-18 at that point. You know, the game ends up 37-18, and it kind of looks like, oh, yeah, Cowboys took care of business. I think Cowboys made it 30-18 with about 7 or 8 minutes left. The game was close.
That was the long touchdown pass to Cooper, which was on a 3rd and 12. It was in Giants territory, but if they don't convert there, they have to punt, and the Giants have a chance to go down and take the lead late in the game.
Sir, the Cowboys don't punt. They have Maher. I don't care what. I mean, at that point, if you're on anywhere on the side of the Giants side of the field, Maher's in range. Okay, so there was going to be no punt. It was going to be an automatic 26-18, all right?
You think Jason Garrett would uncork a 62-yarder there or something like that?
I don't know. I'm just saying, maybe not. I'm just kind of repping for my man Maher. He's got the biggest leg in the game right now. But you're right. It was going to be either punt or long field goal attempt, whatever they were going to do there. But it was not going to put the game away. And they were able to get that touchdown and kind of close things out. All that said, this is just not that good of a team. I laugh. I have to do kind of some LOL moments when I see these people. I saw a headline the other day in the Star Telegram, like something about now that they have Michael Bennett, the Cowboys still have their Super Bowl aspirations or something. Why? How could people be talking about the Super Bowl? Like, how could that even be on the tip of anybody's tongue watching the team? They got beat by the Jets. That's the only win the Jets have this entire season. They got beat by the hapless Jets. Or did the Jets have two wins? Did they win? Oh, no,
they
that's
the only
the
they lost
Buffalo.
The Dolphins. And they lost to the Dolphins this week.
Yeah. One win team. And then they go up against the sad Giants who might have two wins. And they were down 23-18. So, again, you don't want to style point these things to death, but you have to deal with reality. And the reality is, I don't think this is a very good team. And I don't know why people keep saying. And the other night, even Booger McFarland or what, you know, during the telecast, this team has Super Bowl talent. Oh, okay, all right. So So they're just doing a horrible coaching job. Is this like one of the worst coaching jobs in the NFL right now? Like, why do we always come back to that? Like, they have Super Bowl talent. Is it because of the star? Is it because of the Cowboys? Is there something to do with this team, with Jerry, that causes us to inflate the level of talent? I don't understand it. I don't understand where all this Super Bowl talk comes from. I mean, it just simply doesn't make sense to me. But it continues, and now on Sunday night, Cowboys ready to get it on with the Vikings. Do you realize, Stephen, in my mind, this would be the first, what I would call, quality win all season? And I'm not saying the Vikings are that great, but the Vikings are pretty decent and had been on a little bit of a run recently. And the good news for the Cowboys is Kirk Cousins is embarrassingly bad in primetime games, in these primetime national night games. He is pitiful. He's been really, really bad. But you tell me if I'm wrong. What name me? This is going to be the first of what I would call I guess they're all quality wins, but I'm saying a true win over a quality opponent. Can you name another?
No, Eagles? I mean, I think the Eagles is the only one that comes to
argument
mind.
For the Eagles.
The Eagles is the only team they've beaten that's over 500, and they were sitting at 3-3 when they beat them, so they technically weren't over 500 going into that game. But they have 4 wins against the NFC East and 1 win against Miami. So, no, they haven't beaten anybody of substance aside from Philly, who's playing better now but wasn't going into that game playing great.
All right, and we've got to – I mean, this is going to be interesting to see the rest of the way how this thing plays out. We did see that New England does not seem as invincible as they once did. And that was kind of interesting to see what the Ravens were able to do. I mean, are they still going to win the Super Bowl? Probably. I mean, that's just what they do. But it's something to take a peek. Now, I love this, knowing the Vikings. I mean, we've now gone from saying Cousins is horrible, trade him, he's like Mitch Trubisky, to, well, he's okay now. He's okay. And listen to this. When things are going well for Cousins, I mean, look at this. Cousins has a 134.5 passer rating in the Vikings wins this season, throwing for 12 touchdowns against one interception, and they've averaged 31.5 points. I mean, he can be really, really good, but he can also be awful, especially if they get in his face. This is a guy you've got to knock down. And, I mean, think about that, Steve. We're only about, what, 4 weeks removed? Are we a month removed from Stephon Diggs basically, like, not showing up?
Yeah.
Like, just like, I mean,
wanting
like,
to be traded,
like,
basically trying
to
force his way
out of here. Yeah. He wanted out of that place, and here we are now. Now, this is, I know right now the storyline or the narrative is that Florida State doesn't have any players, but somehow they still put out players in the NFL, and this Dalvin Cook is a great player. I mean, he's averaging 5.1 yards per attempt, 99.3 yards per game. I mean, the guy's right at 100 yards per game. So I think you gotta kind of respect this man, and I mean he is a home run threat, and he's one of those rare big backs that also has a little bit of a wiggle to him, can put kind of take you down in the open field. So this is a scary game. I mean I kind of get the sense that Steven, I know we'll have to play the thing out because it's the NFC East and nobody's going to pull away, but I kind of get the feeling that 5-4, if they lose this game, that it really is kind of shut things down. I mean, that would still be basically zero wins against quality opponents. And really, if you look at it, what does Garrett do? Garrett has been able to keep his job in part because he stacks wins against a horrible division. Thank goodness for the Redskins and the Giants. They have been so bad in recent years that those are gimmies. That is the reason Jason Garrett's still here. When you look at his record against the New York Giants, his boyhood team, the team that he used to play for, the team he came up under, he first knew he wanted to coach when he was a backup quarterback with the New York Giants. He went to Princeton, kind of in the shadows of the Giants. I mean, that, by the way, still in his heart of hearts, either Cleveland or New York Giants is where he would love to be. In my mind, that is where Jason Garrett's heart is. And I that sounds weird since he's been in the Cowboys organization so far, but I've always thought he was more wired to be at those places. That's where his dad used to be with Cleveland. The Giants is where he cut his teeth in the league. I just always think that's where he truly dreams of being. And I think Cowboys fans, Steven, would love to see him get that wish.
Yeah, he'd probably pay for the plane to get out there, I'm sure, if we started to GoFundMe.
You know, yeah, I mean, I think Freddie Kitchens may get himself fired in Cleveland. That's an embarrassment. I don't know what Shurmur is doing in New York. Maybe the quarterback will keep him there. It'd be interesting. I do think if Jason Garrett gets fired this year, how quickly would he get another head coaching opportunity? And that is what Jerry points to.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry truly seems to believe that Garrett would be a hot commodity on the free agent coaching combine, or I think on the circuit. And I have a hard time buying that one. It is the Matt Mosley Show, ESPN Central Texas. Steven Simcox, executive producer, doing it like only he can. We are blowing into, golly, a Wednesday. Can't believe it's already here. It's Baylor TCU week. It's Cowboys Vikings week. Let's talk to our resident former Cowboys scout and coach, Glenn Stretch Smith. That is next.
This high school football segment with Coppers Cove High School head coach Jack Alvarez is brought to you by Bush's Chicken.
Jack, what have you learned about your team this year with one game to go? Temple, obviously the playoffs are now pretty much what they are. Your thoughts about what you've learned about Coppers Cove football?
We're scrappy. We try hard. We got a chance in every game we've been in. And, I thought the kids worked hard all year, and I expect them to do the same this week.
You had the injury early with the quarterback play, and it's obviously been a struggle at times for you to throw the football. But you run the ball. With the offense you run, you always have to have somebody. We've brought up Micah Cox and what he's meant to the team. In the end, what else is missing other than just the obvious?
Well, after the other night, we've had I'm not making excuses. That's not who I am. But we have had seven new starters in positions on offense, and for us to still put up numbers and be able to score and stay in games, I think it's been quite phenomenal.
Your thoughts about what you tell your team is this is it. The seniors, this is it for them. Most of them will never play another down. And then also for the underclassmen to finish in a way that may set the tone for the offseason.
Well, you said it great. I'm going to get you to come talk to them. That's pretty good. But, yes, sir, that's where we're headed with it. You said, like most high school kids, you're not going to get to play another game in your whole life. Do the best you can. We're going to play a good football team this week. And, that's the game that's available for them to win to finish their career. It'd be a great win for them. And then, we do have some younger kids on the varsity. It set us up for off season. So, here we go.
ESPN Central Texas.
Hey, it's Matt Mosley Show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. Check out our November Fall Savings event featuring our best truck deals of the year. Come see the difference that so many of our friends rave about. Transparent pricing, the highest trade allowances, and a huge inventory of new Chevrolets for you to choose from. Or check us out online at turnerschevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics. Stick 'em, Bears.
Myatt Fuels. You call, we haul is a high-quality fuel and lubricant distribution company based out of Clifton and West. Myatt Fuels provides our local area with a wholesale delivery of on-road diesel, off-road, farm diesel, gasoline, and non-ethanol. Myatt Fuels has been in Central Texas for several years and based their success on the company's values, integrity, and commitment to their clients with superior service and dedication. Call Nick at Myatt Fuels with all your off-road, farm, on-road, and gasoline delivery needs. Now available non-ethanol gasoline. Call 675-8107 Myatt Fields, or look him up on Facebook.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Steven Simcox with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update, brought to you by Lone Star Structures. Why are you wasting money renting a storage space? On a quality-built metal building from Lone Star Structures, with locations in Lawton Semple. Cowboys were without linebacker Leighton Vander Esch in their Monday night win over the Giants. On Tuesday, Jason Garrett updated the chances of Leighton being back Sunday night against the Vikings from a stinger injury.
We'll see. We'll see what he's able to do as the week goes on. He improved last week leading up to the ball game, and unfortunately, he wasn't able to play. But, hopefully he gets better and better as the week goes on this week.
Cowboys safety Xavier Woods won NFC Defensive Player of the Week. He had a forced fumble and interception in the win on Monday night. He's the first Cowboys safety to win the award since George Teague in 1996. For more Cowboys news, tune in to You Make the Call at 5 o'clock today. Hear from John Machota of The Athletic. NBA tonight, Mavericks host the Magic, tip-offs at 7:30. Rockets host the Warriors, tip-off for that game's at 6:30.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. You're listening to The Matt Mosley Show. Here's your host, Matt Mosley.
It is the Matt Mosley Show, ESPN Central Texas. Boy, taking you all the way down, boy, through the valleys, the hollers, all the way down. Our next guest is from an area that they can hear us. You get down there past Georgetown. Hello, Georgetown. Hello, Pflugerville. Hello, all points in between. And you get toward Austin, and that's where Glenn Stretch Smith cut his teeth as a young man and came up down there in the shadows of the 40 acres. Stretch, welcome back to the Matt Mosley Show. Appreciate you being with us.
What about over in Bruceville? Can they hear us in Bruceville?
Oh, easily. Bruceville.
All right,
I want a loud
signal in Bruceville, Texas. We got that. That's where the real Peets are.
Yeah, Bruceville did something recently. Either they got a good football team or something. I did hear from Bruceville Bruceville district championship. Bruceville got a district football title. Is that right, Stephen? I do remember hearing something about that.
Yes, they also won 9 games for the first time in program history, and they've been playing football since 1936.
Wow. Boy, you hit on something there, Stretch. That is
giant. I want you to know, I still got my finger on the pulse of what's going on in Central Texas. It's not just a eat, ride, and toot on the bus, get Stretch on for 10 minutes so he can, talk Cowboys.
Yep, that's good. I'm glad you gave us that image. That pungent example there. Stretch, I thought it was interesting. As we look back, yesterday we had an abbreviated program. Stretch is usually on Tuesdays, but we had some Baylor basketball. The kids from Central Arkansas came in, and the Baylor Bears, the number 16th ranked or whatever they are, 14, 15 ranked Bears, they took them down and took them out behind the woodshed and took care of business, and that's why we weren't on yesterday. But, Stretch, I was just saying to Stephen Simcox, the Cowboys did not take the Giants to the woodshed the other night. In fact, when I was kind of looking back at this game, and I know you've had time to look at the film, I was struck by, 8 or 9 minutes left in this ball game, it's 23-18. I mean, it's not like the Cowboys, final score looked like it, but it's not like the Cowboys went out there and just outclassed the Giants the whole game or anything like that. Did you come away more concerned than before, or were you more encouraged than anything after that Cowboys win in the Meadowlands?
I think we've all talked about the concerns with the Cowboys, with the Cowboys secondary. We know the issues there. I still think that's a concern. I don't like the fact that they started so slow. I never have been a fan of the RPO, run-pass option, which was exactly what they ran the first play. Dak doesn't see the free safety, drops in, and he throws it right to him. I think the slow start concerns me a little bit. We talked about this on the podcast. What did that have to do with him possibly having his wisdom teeth cut out and eating soup for 4 days? Who knows? I just think there are some things that, to me, are concerning. And we talk about the little things, but what's more concerning to me is, Dak, the first touchdown he throws to Jarwin, he gets outside the pocket right there, and it's about a 10-yard throw. And literally Jarwin has to pick it up off the turf in order to catch it to go score. That bothers me. Accuracy with the football is starting to bother me. Now, is the contract situation weighing on Dak? I don't know. Now, we still know they got a really good offensive line here who can control the line of scrimmage, a running back who can hammer it up in there. He wants to get up and make that feed me sign all the time. I tell you what, I'd have fed him about 40 times Monday night. He'd have had his tongue hanging out at about 6 yards a clip. I'd have run it right down their throat. But that's also why I'm on here talking to you instead of coaching, because I probably would have taken it to that level. But I do think that the Cowboys have a good offense. We know that. Cooper's in there. They can do some things defensively, the front. I like what you saw out of Bennett. I just think they got a slow start Monday night, and I think you can't have that against the schedule that they're going to be coming up against.
Did you find something? Of course, it is Glenn Stretch Smith joining us, as he does every Tuesday. Wednesday today, we changed our schedule up a little bit. Did you, Stretch, were you encouraged or heartened by the safety play? The X-Man just was named Defensive Player of the Week in the NFC. Darian Thompson filling in for an injured Jeff Heath, who got injured on that first kickoff of the second half. This fan base has pined away. Trade for a safety. Go get Jamal Adams. Go get Minka Fitzpatrick. Go get somebody. Or Kirkpatrick. But they didn't do that. And I thought the safety play was pretty strong the other night.
Yeah, and Xavier's a good player. He's an undersized guy, but obviously he's around the football a lot. And I like that. I think what you're saying is correct. All the way back to when, the Cowboys last year, the fan base wanted to trade for Thomas. They wanted Minka Fitzpatrick. Then they wanted Adams. You're correct. I mean, they want that. They yearn for that Darren Woodson type guy back there. But what I'll tell you is, I think if you had, if either one of your corners had better ball skills, I mean, I think Xavier is really a good player. I mean, he's just a little undersized, and so I think you're going to live and die with what they have right now. And unfortunately, it concerns me the corners. And Thompson did a good job. I mean, I think Jeff Heath is fine. The reason they like Jeff Heath so much is he'll get them lined up. I mean, they never make any bust in the secondary when Jeff Heath's there. The problem is he's about a half step slow to a lot of plays. And so I just think that the Cowboys' secondary is still their weakness, and you're going to have to live and die with that. Hopefully, with the addition of Michael Bennett, you know, you're going to see them maybe get to the passer and create some more opportunities, which I think is exactly what happened Monday night. They were able to put some pressure on Jones. He threw that helium ball up there. He threw a couple other balls that I think, you know, were questionable and could have been intercepted. That's how they're going to have to win on that side of the ball, is with pressure and what they do up front.
All right. It is Glenn Stretch Smith. Of course, StarTex Propane, they do such a great job, and they help bring us Stretch. Also, Stretch, you'll like to know this. Man, there are people fighting over you. Apparently, there is a local distillery wanting to join up with us, and I hope that's okay. I know you, for the most part, try to stay out of the bourbon, but I mean, I hope if you're okay with it, we might have to get you to sample a little bit if this distillery gets in the picture here.
Well, I'll tell you what, if they do, Mosley, I'm coming in town for the Oklahoma game. You and I go over there and we go over and tie one on like 10 little bitty sunbucks. We'll go over and get after it a little bit, then go to the game. I'm ready. Get them in here. Let's go.
For people that haven't seen you, Stretch is about 6'7". It would take several. Tying one on him is going to be about a 3-4 hour process. Okay, so that's not going to happen at a distillery. They don't encourage people to come in there and knock about 10 of them back. You're supposed to go in there and sip on it a little bit. Of course, I just kind of liked it. You know, if they got Dr. Pepper in there, I'm okay. Now, Stretch, last thing I'd like to visit with you about this as you kind of look at this season. I was making the comment to Steven, who have they beaten? Okay, you could say the Eagles. The Eagles have kind of gotten it together a little bit lately, although it's not like they just buried that bad Chicago scene. That Chicago thing looks awful right now with that quarterback. That's about the closest thing to a quality win they have. If the Cowboys were able to take care of business against the Vikings on Sunday night, would that give you a different feeling about this team? If they're able to, Dalvin Cook, yeah.
You know, Matt, not really. I mean, I still think, this is a good football team. I mean, it's that simple. I don't look, and I understand you guys reverse handicapping it and thinking about, well, who have they beat, and then what's down the road? Well, if they beat this team or if they beat that team or structurally what happens. But I guess my question to you guys would be, if you line up the top teams in the NFC, if you say San Francisco, New Orleans, Seattle, Minnesota, Philadelphia, don't the Cowboys draw Green Bay? Don't you put the Cowboys in that 5 or 16 tier? Because if you don't, then you're not watching the same football, I think, that everybody else is watching. And then the question becomes, how are they playing at the end of the year? Have they gotten these hiccups out of their system? Are they understanding, well, we can't start slow anymore? We got to come out and we got to play. We got to start fast and we got to finish. I mean, I look at them all the time. It looks like, you know, all their shirts say finish. Jason's press conference, he talks about how proud he is of the football team going out and finishing. It's how they start, because if they don't start, and to you guys' point, if they don't start the way that they did Monday night, or let's just say if they do start the way they did Monday night, turn over the football in the red zone, then immediately go, you know, get in a three and out situation, get down like that, Minnesota will knock you out, and so will Buffalo, and so will Detroit, and so will New England, and so will the teams coming up on the schedule. So I think you got to recognize that and say, you know what, we can't have those kind of issues early in the game. We got to start fast. But let's go back to what I'm saying earlier. If they're not in the conversation of the top four or five teams in the NFC, then you're not watching the same game that I'm watching, and that's how I look at it instead of quality wins or style point wins.
I see. I would not who am I to doubt you on this thing? I just wouldn't put them anywhere in the stratosphere of like a New Orleans right now, not even a Green Bay. I know Green Bay just lost. I don't. When I watch them, I don't see them at that level. I really don't. Now maybe they're just not playing up to that level. But I remember a team that they took on Green Bay and they were down 31-3. And I know some things happened, but again, it just I'm not too impressed. Steven Simcox, the executive producer of the program, wants to get involved with Glenn Stretch Smith.
Stretch, I know you've talked a lot about how you just don't like the ball skills that these corners have shown, specifically Cheeto and Byron. Is that something that you can teach and improve as a coach, or is that more just instinct and knowing how to play the ball when it's in the air?
Well, I think that's a twofold question. I do think – I mean, obviously, you have to be instinctive to do it. But you know, had you and I been sitting and watching the game, let's go to one play where Byron Jones – he's got Tate covered. He's got Golden Tate covered. He's right on him. And Golden Tate goes to put his right arm up to catch the ball. Wouldn't you think Byron Jones would say, okay, here, I got to put my left hand in here and go and strip with the ball? It's like he never even makes a move at the ball. So do I think you can coach it? I'm sure you can at some point. Do I think it's instinctive? Yes, it is instinctive. And for whatever reason, I cannot figure it out why it's not instinctive for that young man just to fire his left arm and go try to make a play at that football. It's mind-blowing to me, and it's one of those things that it's like I can't get away from it because every week it seems like there's a play made or a play not made that could have made a difference in a football game. And when you start thinking about how close these games coming up are going to be because the opponents are better, you got to have one or two of those critical stops, and if you don't get it, that's the difference in winning and losing. And I think that's the point that I'm trying to make is they got to get somebody in there who can make that play and get that critical stop, or they won't be able to rip off these wins. Now, Mosley, what you were saying, you don't put them in the same class as New Orleans. Hell, they had New Orleans beat. I don't care if it was with two gloves, Teddy. Go back to the game and look at that film. They had New Orleans beat. Yeah, and Green Bay. Yeah, Green Bay got out to a big lead. But I'll still say this, if Dak puts the post where he should the very first drive, it's a 7-0 game against Green Bay, and that whole game changes. So I think the margin for winning and losing is very thin. What happened against the Jets, you talk about something that I can't explain and I'll never be able to explain and won't even attempt to. But, no, this team is as good as any team in the NFC right now, and if they get hot at the right time, they absolutely can go deep in the playoffs.
Wow. Wow. All right. I hope, all this stuff we do, radio, Doomsday podcast, my gosh, I want that to happen. It's good for business. I just don't feel it. I don't feel it right now. But anyway.
There's a guy named Dale Hansen that does TV here in town. He might be one of your fraternity brothers. Y'all think the same, Mosley.
Yeah, well, no.
It's a glass half empty mentality.
I don't do the unplug segments. I'm not the moral compass of DFW. I'm not out there doing all that. By the way, speaking, Stretch, you and I used to do a lot of radio together in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Just in the past hours, Brian Estridge was on the – it's like an all-star cast of guys that I used to work with. Estridge was on earlier today, and then the other day, as he was headed down to do the radio, the sideline, he likes to put on a suit for radio, Ian Fitzsimmons was on the afternoon show, You Make the Call, in Waco, sponsored by Tito's. Pretty good. It's pretty good to hear from all these people.
You dang right. That's all your old cohorts. They're chiming in with what's going on in Central Texas, which, Matt's a place to be and be seen. Let's get over there and get to that distillery and knock us back a couple and go see our folks at StarTex in a few weeks.
Yeah, we'll do it. And we need Baylor to take care of TCU so that they're still undefeated when those Sooners come riding into town at 9-1. That'll be something. It could be 9-0 versus what, 8-1 or 9-1. Ooh, man, that could be big. But we don't want to. Hey, let's just go 1-0 this week. All right, that's what we do.
All right, Jason, you got it, Jason.
Appreciate you, Stretch. There he goes, folks. He's off. He's off to wherever he is out there near Aledo, out there in Parker County, making his way around there. Glenn Stretch Smith, our former coach and scout, and always happy to have him on and help him have him kind of point us in the right direction on some things. Film work. The man does some film work. 11:20. Speaking of film, we'll have a guy break down TCU. And that is Sam Bradshaw, everything from Baylor to TCU. We'll take a look at that. But next, it is time for Campus Confidential. What do you think about where Baylor ended up in the college football playoffs initial rankings? That's next.
Join us live from Rudy's in Waco for our next Baylor Coaches Show.
Join us for our next Baylor Coaches Show, November 14th. Our guests will be Matt Rule and volleyball coach Ryan McGuire.
Join us for the Baylor Coaches Show from 6 to 7 p.m. live from Rudy's on the Circle in Waco with your host, John Morris, right here on your home for Baylor Athletics, ESPN Central Texas.
Miller Lite is brewed for every Cowboys fan who knows Miller Lite has been the only beer of the Cowboys since day one. Because when it comes to your team and your beer, you never compromise. That's why we brew Miller Lite with great taste and only 96 calories. Miller Lite. Hold true. Celebrate responsibly. 2018 Miller Brewing Company, Fort Worth, Texas. Average analysis, 12 fluid ounces, 96 calories, 3.2 grams carbs, less than 1 gram protein, and 0 grams fat.
Does the thought of mice, rats, or other rodents taking up residence in your walls or attic kind of make you feel uncomfortable? Well, once inside, these unwanted critters can cause thousands of dollars in damage to your home. The experts at 855-BUGS can identify points of entry and eliminate them. They use a variety of methods to keep rodents out. So be proactive, not reactive. Let 855-BUGS ensure your home is protected with a free inspection and comprehensive treatment plan.
Honey, I think we got critters.
Visit 855-BUGS.com right now to schedule your free inspection.
For more than 90 years, you've entrusted our brand to guide you toward living the lifestyle you've always dreamed of. Now you can entrust Better Homes and Garden Real Estate Professionals with your needs and help you find the home of your dreams and throughout every stage of your home buying or selling process. With your life in mind, there's Better Homes and Garden Real Estate. Edwards & Associates. Expect better at BetterWaco.com. That's BetterWaco.com.
Hey, it's Matt Mosley Show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet and McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy Truck headquarters. Check out our November Fall Savings event featuring our best truck deals of the year. Come see the difference that so many of our friends rave about. Transparent pricing, the highest trade allowances, and a huge inventory of new Chevrolets for you to choose from. Or check us out online at TurnerChevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics. Sick of bears.
Football season has merged with hunting season. Waco Custom Marketplace, your one-stop shop for tailgating, deer season, and fall as they continue to offer fully cooked brisket smoked in-house. A fall family box with 5 pounds of ground beef, 5 pounds of 6-ounce chicken breast, and 5 pounds of boneless pork chop for $40. Deer camp box with a pound of jalapeno or regular summer sausage, pound of cheddar cheese, roll of crackers, pound of bacon, pound of breakfast patties, and 2 pieces of sirloin steak for $25. The fall box with 5 pounds of ground chili meat, 5 pounds of stew meat, and 3 pounds of boneless beef roast. And there's the fall snack box, $15, including a piece of summer sausage, pound of cheddar cheese, pound of pepper jack cheese, and a roll of Ritz crackers. The fall savings steak box, including 6 ribeye steaks, 4 New York strips, 2 pieces of sirloin steak, and beef fillets for just $100. And you can start your day with fresh kolaches, baked daily and fresh. It's your one-stop shop for all your tailgating needs. The friendliest, fastest grocery store in Waco. Waco Custom Marketplace, 425 Lake Air Drive in Waco.
KRZI Waco, K256BW Waco, ESPN Central Texas.
The 11 o'clock hour of the Matt Mosley Show is brought to you by the Baylor Athletic Department.
It's time for Campus Confidential, our daily look at college football news. Here's your host, Matt Mosley.
It is Campus Confidential. Always our chance to talk some college football. And we do it every day at 11 a.m. Good to have Stretch on with us. I want to remind everybody, tomorrow, I believe we have him set up for 11:20. Frisman Jackson, a wide receivers coach for and a passing game coordinator for the Baylor Bears, will be joining us. Love Frisman. Man, he does a great job. These guys are running great routes. And Frisman will be a lot of fun. Played some in the NFL and hung around there 4 or 5 years and then became a really fine coach. And I think, you know, Matt Rhule is always wanting to hang on to Frisman. I think other people have probably reached out trying to get him. And so far, they've been able to hold on to him. And I think that's what these sometimes we focus just on the head coach, on these contract extensions, Stephen. But a lot of it is, you know, when you get a little more money or whatever, you know, being able to pay all these assistants and get them to stay is a huge part of that. And this is a good staff. And Matt's done a good job of kind of, for the most part, keeping it together so far, and hope he'll be able to do that. We'll talk about this TCU quarterback situation. I did want to thank Leslie Edwards and Associates. They are the sponsors of Campus Confidential, and they do an incredible job in the area. BetterWaco.com is how you reach them and find them. Also on Facebook, you can find Leslie Edwards and Associates. And then Better Homes and Garden Real Estate. I mean, that's who they are. That's kind of the franchise. You know, that's the big name, and you've heard of that one. That's all over the country. But they have really, really infiltrated Waco and Central Texas. You see their signs everywhere. I think it's a good thing, and they've done an extremely good job of kind of getting out there and getting their brand all over the place. It is Leslie and her associates, about 14 or 15 associates, and they do a really, really good job. So thank you for sponsoring us, Leslie Edwards and Associates, Better Homes and Garden Real Estate. All right, let's get you caught up on a couple things. College football, we'll get to the TCU quarterback situation in a minute, but let's first talk about the College Football Playoff Committee's initial rankings. I like a lot of people, was kind of mouthing off last night about the Baylor being at number 12. You've got Oregon sitting there at 7, Utah at 8. Give me a break. Yeah, I mean, seriously, I can't. Was that the right order? Does that sound right to you,
yes,
Steven?
Yes, Utah at 8, Oregon at 7, and then Georgia at 6.
Utah at 8, okay, yeah. And the Pac-12, I mean, both those teams have lost a game. In Utah's case, they lost to a really bad USC team. USC's just not very good at all. And their coach is probably going to get fired, and they lost 30-23 to them. And still, they're ranked that high. Let's see how many wins they have against top 25 in the CFP. Let's see how many of those they have. None. Okay, great. Let's put them there at one loss at 7-8. Let's just get them right there. And let's make sure we get Auburn and Georgia with two losses apiece just because they are in the SEC. So Baylor's going to have to overcome that. They act like they just focus on this season, but the truth is they focus on what conference you play in and what is your overall brand. Now, I don't know. Let's not act like Utah has the greatest brand in the world, but for some reason Utah is given great respect in college football. And Baylor has wins over number 23, Oklahoma State, number 16, Kansas State. OU has, of course, a loss to Kansas State on the road there in Manhattan. OU showed up at number 9 in the rankings. I love the fact that, did you hear two of the comments from the guys at ESPN? They're like, wow, I think Oklahoma's a little low. Well, that just comes from they're so used to Oklahoma being in the Final Four. Oklahoma lost a game at Manhattan not very long ago. I mean, it was basically the last time they were out, and they're surprised that Oklahoma was ranked at number 9. Top 25 teams. I did not see. I thought there was some kind of misprint or something. Stephen, am I correct in saying the University of Texas did not appear in the top 25? The three-loss Texas Longhorns did not appear in that top 25?
That's correct. They are not in the top 25.
All right. They even said something about it. I forget which one it was. Did you hear, like, one of the, maybe it was one of the two guys in their maroon jackets You know, they had the maroon Joey Galloway and the guy, the Bachelor guy, whatever.
Jesse Palmer.
Yeah, somebody said, "Yeah, Texas isn't in here," or something. Like, yeah, guys, they got three losses.
One of them to a 4-4 TCU team.
They should have gotten beat to. Lost to TCU. They should have got beat by Kansas. They lost to OU. They lost to LSU. I mean, two of those losses aren't that bad. But and again, I'm scared to death of TCU this weekend, so I'm the last guy to make fun of TCU. But that's not a good loss for the Longhorns, considering what team Gary Patterson is rolling out there this year. So they were not in the top 25. They were a little bit. By the way, they also were a little bit. Well, I didn't expect Minnesota to be down this low. Minnesota's undefeated. Okay, they're number 17, I believe, in the college football playoff. Have you looked at who they played, Steven? What's the biggest win that Minnesota's had? Do you even know? Like, I'm trying to think.
No, they've had a really light schedule, Matt. They're about to hit. And P.J. Fleck just got a contract extension, too. That came down last night. But
yeah,
they're about to hit the tough part of the schedule. They have Penn State this week. Biggest win. I mean, it's there's no win in the top 25.
Did they beat Purdue? I
mean, they beat Purdue, anybody? But Purdue's really struggling.
I know, but I'm saying that's probably their most quality win, isn't it?
Yeah, Purdue or Nebraska would be the
played?
Purdue and Nebraska. They played,
Nebraska's a joke.
They played South Dakota State, Fresno State. Georgia Southern, they won all those games by close margins. And then in conference play, they've beaten Purdue, Illinois, Nebraska, Rutgers, and Maryland.
Golly. You know, all you have to do, by the way, is play. Like, OU is credited with always playing tough non-conference. They had UCLA on the schedule. UCLA's been playing a little bit better. But that's really, I don't know why Baylor's trying. Somebody bailed out on them a few years ago. I can't remember who that was. That might have, I mean, I don't know why Incarnate Word is on the schedule next year. I mean, come on. You shouldn't be playing. I mean, that's just kind of embarrassing to put a team like that on the schedule. I don't know why we're playing them. Obviously, sometimes I think that's because somebody bailed on us. I'm trying to remember who that was. So maybe I shouldn't beat up on us too badly for that. Ole Miss, that's good to get them on the schedule. All you really need, I mean, it was good to have Duke on the schedule. You need somebody from a Power 5 conference in your preseason. You don't need to be playing a Rice, SFA, because they're already looking for every reason to hold it against you. They're looking for any reason to keep Baylor out of the top 10 in the college football playoff. Well, what did Rob Mullins have? Well, the people Baylor played, they've combined for four wins so far. He's talking about UTSA, SFA, and who's the other team? The
Rice
team. Rice. I mean, you know, and Rice gave us a game actually. So I don't. You just have to put one of the. I think they got a home and home maybe coming up with Utah. Hopefully,
right.
You gotta love to put a loss on the Utes. My gosh, the respect for the Utah program disgusts me. I mean, it really is. And so that's all you really have to do, though. The Bears simply need to be – it doesn't have to be anybody good. You can put some Syracuse. Go do a home-and-home way with Dino Babers. I would get FSU on the schedule right now. I would go do a home-and-home with Florida State. But now's a great time to do
it. Just the next 2 years. Buy out Incarnate Word. Go play Florida State.
Yeah, I'd do that in a heartbeat. Now, they already have Ole Miss now.
Right.
So they're okay. They're okay moving forward. I like that guy's haircut. You ever seen that? I can kind of do that with
Matt
my
Luke.
Hair when it grows out. Oh, yeah. He's like in his 50s, and he's trying to pull off there. I don't know. Maybe he's in the late 40s. He's trying to pull off the Southern bowl cut at age like 50-something. Matt Luke. Look at his haircut. It's, you know that you've seen all those Florida, the SEC kids? The haircuts they all have, it's all the same haircut. It's some kind of bowl cut. And Matt Luke is still trying to pull off that look in his late 40s, early 50s. Goodness gracious.
He doesn't have time for fancy haircuts, Matt. He's too busy recruiting and trying to get the game plan ready.
Exactly. I just hope they keep calling Matt Rhule the young up-and-coming coach. That's my favorite thing in the world when I hear that. Because he and I are like the exact same age. I don't feel young and up and coming.
You're a young up and coming broadcaster, Matt.
I don't feel young at all. But when I hear them go, Matt Rhule, young, up-and-coming coach, I just kind of get a pep in my step. I'm like, okay, I'm still young. I'm still youthful. I'm Matt Rhule's age. So that works out pretty nicely. In fact, I may just start, for all my broadcasts, I may start wearing one of those smocks. I just think that is a more youthful look. And I think, boy, smock talk has gone away, hadn't it? Almost like Smoke put that thing to bed.
He did squash it. He squashed the smock talk.
He got the answer to it, and then he just put it away. Like, okay, nobody's allowed to bring it up again. I'm going to bring it back up when we get near bowl season, because I think how could the Baylor bookstore not be selling smocks like crazy? I already know people from, like, my buddies who've called down to Baylor, like, they all sell smocks. How could you not be selling smocks? I mean, that's just a moneymaker. I may start doing that online. Steven, would you know how to set that up if I put some smocks online? Could you set it up for me to sell them, like, online somehow?
I'll get Paul to do it.
Poor Paul. Paul gets stuck with everything that has to do with the internet. And immediately, with Paul, everybody's like, "Hey, Paul, okay, this app, a nice app, but where's the Android app?" That's me. And Q gets on his nerves too. I guarantee you, Q's out there like me, complaining about stuff,
poking about the website name being too long.
Yeah. Paul does a great job, and Paul handles my credential needs. I mean, anybody that has to deal with me on credentials deserves some kind of, you know, Nobel Peace Prize. I'm serious. poor Smokey got involved recently, and it did not go well. He took one crack at trying to figure my stuff out, and I mean, it about ruined his week. Just one little look at trying to help me with my credential. And I use the words "help me" very loosely.
I would just love the image of all these confused reporters when they sent out the press release that Paul Catalina won the Nobel Peace Prize for his help in Matt Mosley's credential.
He does.
With the Cowboys.
Can you imagine? Paul deserves so much. If I were the minute I become in charge of, no, I promise I don't want that. But if I ever were in charge or owned, if I just said, "Gary, I'm going to cut you a check. I'm going to buy M&M Broadcasting." You think it'd take long for Gary to sell me the broadcast? I think he'd be pretty quick to take that check. Although I think he'd be worried if it was good or not. But my first move would be to give Paul Catalina a huge raise. That would be my first move as the new owner
of
M&M Broadcasting. And then my second would be to elevate you to, I wouldn't have any money left for you, but I would give you like a new title.
Oh, okay, good.
Give us the latest on this TCU quarterback situation. I understand that thing's pretty ugly right now.
Yeah, so Max Duggan, who's been their starter for most of the year, he went out of the Oklahoma State game late with a hand injury. Looked like dislocated finger or broken finger. So Gary Patterson said yesterday at his press conference that he would probably play. That's Duggan. But he said it'd be a game-time decision. They wouldn't really know until Saturday, and that's as far as he would expound on that. Alex Delton, the grad transfer from Kansas State, he has left the team. He didn't get too much into that either. Apparently he was frustrated about lack of playing time, which, as we talked about earlier, man, I don't know why he couldn't wait just one more week, because he could have had a really good chance to play on Saturday. But nonetheless, he didn't get in the game when Duggan went out last week, so I guess that was kind of the final straw for him. He's left the program. Justin Rogers, who is a sophomore that they got from Louisiana a couple of years ago, he had a drop foot injury. He hadn't been able to see the field in the first 2 years that he's been there, so he decided to transfer. He's in the transfer portal right now. So they're down to Max Duggan, and then Matthew Baldwin, who is a transfer from Ohio State, who just got cleared, but he just got cleared last week. And then Michael Downing, who is a transfer from Georgia, and he'll be the backup. If Duggan can't go, he'll be in the game. He played sparingly at Georgia in some mop-up duty before transferring to TCU.
My gosh, and I've never heard such. I mean, you've given us like a novel on this thing. God, this is... I mean, do you remember we used to joke, though, about how many quarterbacks they had? They had like seven quarterbacks.
And now they're down to three.
I got to think something's going on. I mean, there's some poor communication or something for everybody to be mad and transferring. And then they put that 6'5 kid in. He takes one shot, and he's down the next week. God, they delivered a shot on him. That was ugly. Those Oklahoma State kids, that poor cop. Can you think about that? Think about transferring in from wherever he came from, Princeton.
Mm-hmm.
Where Princeton. The Yale kids, those kids are about like, the linebackers are about 5'8", 5'9", 195. And then you get hit by some of these guys from Oklahoma State. These are monsters. I feel so bad for that kid. All right, it is Matt Mosley Show, ESPN Central Texas, Stephen Simcox alongside. Stephen, let's rev it up. It is Sam Bradshaw time. It's time to break down, look at all the stats, look at all the X's and O's, the 4-2-5 defense for TCU. Sam Bradshaw, our official X's and O's man, joins us next.
Baylor football back in action this Saturday in Fort Worth against the TCU Horned Frogs. 9 a.m. for the Baylor Alumni Tailgate Show. 11 a.m. kickoff with J.J. Joe, Ricky Thompson, and the voice of the Bears, John Morris. It's the Bears and the Frogs this Saturday from Amon G. Carter Stadium in Fort Worth. Here on the home of the Bears, ESPN Central Texas.
You know, when it comes to finances, we all want to earn more and pay less. Well, at Educators Credit Union, their goal is to help their members do just that by offering low rates on loans and competitive rates on savings. Come see how ECU can help you make the most of your money. Become a member today. Stop by any one of their five Waco area locations. Call 800-596-5460 or find them online at edcu.com. They look forward to serving you. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's a delicate machine and a substantial investment. That's why you can't afford to ignore your car or truck. And with Valvoline Express Care Waco on Valley Mills, you can be rest assured your car or truck is in good hands. From the quick oil change to brakes, struts, alternators, and all minor repairs, they'll keep your vehicle running in top shape. With quick in-and-out service, locally owned and operated by Paul Sadusky, they'll take care of all makes and models. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to 5. Keep your peace of mind with Valvoline Express Care in Waco, 833 North Valley Mills Drive in Waco.
It's time for the second annual Brazos Fine Art Show and Sell. You will not want to miss this upcoming event here in Waco, Texas. Do you love art? Love unique pieces created by local artists? This sale showcases many talented artists near and far. Free and open to the public November 8th through the 10th at the Hilton Waco Hotel, Saturday 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Find us on Facebook at Brazos Art Show and Gala for more info.
You can have the most beautiful backyard with gorgeous landscaping, perhaps a hot tub or pool and a deck, but that view can be ruined without a fence from Pinnacle Fence and Supply. Pinnacle Fence can customize what you need: privacy fencing, chain link, ornamental iron, and even fence repairs on what you already own, or temporary fencing for commercial or residential needs. Pinnacle Fence provides various lengths of warranty on gates or fencing, especially during the wonderful but sometimes odd weather in Central Texas. Let us complete your backyard haven. Pinnacle Fence, 133 North 1st Street in Hewitt, or at PinFence.com.
Texas Professional Exteriors, with no remodel job too big or too small. They're locally owned and operated by Darren Farmer. More than 18 years as your one-stop shop for all your residential and commercial remodeling needs. When you need a professional contractor you can trust, you call the best, Texas Professional Exteriors. Right now, with a full kitchen or bathroom remodel, you get free granite countertops. Whatever you need, they're going to take care of you. You can Google them and check out their brand new website, as well as check them out on Facebook. Give them a call, 254-235-2500. Texas Professional Exteriors.
Hey, it's Matt Mosley Show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. Check out our November Fall Savings event featuring our best truck deals of the year. Come see the difference that so many of our friends rave about: transparent pricing, the highest trade allowances, and a huge inventory of new Chevrolets for you to choose from. Or check us out online at TurnerChevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics. Sick 'em, Bears.
Fall stuff has arrived at Barefoot Campus Outfitters, located on I-35 next to VTex Barbecue.
Midway Panther fans. Come check out the newly stocked Midway Panther section with new tees, shirts, and hats. The youth section is better than ever, perfect for the future Panther in your family. It's your game day ready for sports headquarters at Barefoot Campus Outfitters. If you're a fan, Barefoot Campus Outfitters has you covered.
UBO Business Services provides a level of customer experience that is unmatched in our industry. We leave our copy service competitors in the dust. For more information, contact Sean Hunt at 254-772-1600. UBO Business Services.
Welcome back to the Matt Mosley Show, presented by Jim Turner Chevrolet. Here's Matt Mosley.
It is Matt Mosley, Matt Mosley Show, Stephen Simcox alongside as always. We've been talking some Baylor, TCU, a lot of good Cowboys talk at the dismount coming up at 11:40. But when we start breaking down TCU and Baylor and the tradition that it's become, the rivalry, the revivalry that it's called, we like to talk to Sam Bradshaw from Sikkim 365. He's already had, I'm looking at part two right now. Sam has been breaking down TCU. Right now, Sam, I'm kind of going over TCU's run defense, but I want you to give us kind of a general overview, the 4-2-5 that Baylor will encounter. I know one thing is you talk about how it frees up a lot of bodies. They seem to cover the gaps really well. What is it, when you really break it down, though, over all these years, I just saw it voted recently, Patterson as the second-best defensive coach in the country, maybe right behind Nick Saban at Alabama. What is it about Gary that's made, even when he's got a down season like he has right now, what is it about his philosophy and his overall approach that has made the TCU defense so successful?
Well, Matt, thanks for having me on. His system is a 4-2-5 with four down linemen, two linebackers, and five defensive backs. And the thing that's made it so good over so many years is it's a very adaptable system that's easy for them to teach to their players, and they can do a lot of different things with it. And they actually divide their coverage calls into halves of the field. So to the left half of the field, they'll have their free safety making the coverage call for their strong safety and one of their linebackers and a corner on that side. The weak safety will make the call for the other side. So they can mix and match, keep it relatively simple for either side of the field because there's only so many ways you can line up to a half of the field. So for them, they're able to be multiple but keep it simple. It's a lot more for the offense to deal with. And then they've also just done it for a long time. They know exactly what they're looking for in each of their positions. I mean, at the FBS level, they've been doing it ever since the mid-90s at New Mexico, even before he followed Franchione over to TCU and rebuilt that program. So they know exactly what they want from their rush ends. They know exactly what they want from their defensive tackles. They know athletically what trade-offs they can make and still be sound in their system.
All right, Sam, when we look at their personnel, one of the players that Rule talked about was Ross Blaylock. He's obviously somebody that's really been good for them at 6'4", 305 pounds. Now, they line him up, I think, plays nose tackle. What is it about him as we start to look at some of this personnel that makes him such a handful?
Well, most years TCU has some pretty good, quicker, not necessarily overwhelmingly big defensive tackle personnel. Blacklock's a guy that has both. He's a guy that can really mix it up in there and could probably fit in a lot more schemes than a lot of the TCU guys typically have. He could probably fit in a scheme like Baylor's, where they ask him to two-gap a lot more, whereas a lot of the TCU's guys may not necessarily be that much of a war daddy and able to win in a phone booth that way. But Ross Blacklock is probably one of the best defensive tackles they've had over his entire tenure there, which is saying something when it spans over two decades when you include his time as defensive coordinator. But they've got They got a number of guys on that defense that can really play. I really like what they got from their corners. Their safeties are typically athletic, and their linebacker Wallow runs really well and is very instinctive.
Yeah, it's certainly those linebackers, they always have somebody back there that really brings it. They've had some really impressive in that 4-2-5 look you've talked about. We do have our resident Frog, who provides a lot of insight. Boy, you should have heard Sam the stuff he had on quarterback earlier. My goodness, I mean the TCU. I don't know if you've heard TCU. I know you have. Having some monster issues in their quarterback room right now. It is Sam Bradshaw, our resident X's and O's expert, looks at a lot of film for Sikkim 365. It's a great site, and you can get on there. They got some great deals right now, especially that premium group. That's where Sam's stuff is behind a paywall, but it's very much worth the money. Here is Stephen Simcox.
Sam, last year, TCU was able to get a lot of disruption with their ends, with L.J. Collier and Ben Banigou. Now that those guys are in the NFL, they've really seemed to struggle at that position this year. Do you see kind of a weakness there with O'Shawn Mathis and Shamik Blackshear that the Baylor could possibly exploit on the edges on Saturday?
I don't know if I'd necessarily call it a weakness. I think I'd more just say they're not exceptional the way they were last year, because not only did you have Banigou and Collier last year that were top 50 NFL draft picks this past spring, but you also had Ty Summers rotating in, and he would sometimes be at linebacker, sometimes they'd spin him down to defensive end, and he was an NFL draft pick. And then they also had a fifth-year senior who was a JC transfer, started out at SMU, who rounded out the rotation. So they're basically brand new there. And outside of Wallow, who spent half of last year at linebacker and half of last year at strong safety, they really are starting over at linebacker as well. I think you got a lot of guys that will be good there eventually, but I think they're taking some lumps there. That tends to happen when you have some young guys in there.
You know, to me, Charlie cannot have the Tech game. You know, against this defense, you cannot. He ran into some troubles against Texas Tech and threw them the ball. Was that three interception game? I think that was the really rough one. And certainly, Mooring's a guy you talked about in your most recent report on Sikkim 365. And that guy really is kind of a roving safety back there, makes a lot of plays. Even as a freshman, I think he made one of the interceptions against Baylor last year, something Charlie's going to have to watch out for. It's going to be fascinating. Look at, real quick for me, Sam, the other side of the ball. Why is Rager is somebody that, you know, he's got NFL potential, certainly even as he's not the biggest guy in the world, but he can still go up in a high point of football, and he's got elite speed. Got breakaway speed that should allow him to make an NFL roster someday. What is it? Just the quarterback's fault? Would you say it's the scheme? It's the offensive coordinator? Why has Rager not had the year we all expected him to have this season?
Well, I think he's kind of had 2 years this year. If you look at his numbers over the first four games and then his numbers over the most recent four games, the first four games where you had Duggan rotating with Delton and Duggan was very young and still developing, that would have projected for like a 300 to 400 yard season if you span that out over a 12 game season. The last four are projecting over 1,000 yards and 16 yards per reception. So I think as the quarterback situation has matured, I think Rager has gotten back to his usual self.
All right, so Rager's kind of doing his thing. Obviously, their running game, they've got kind of a now two or three-headed monster there. This Baylor secondary, I know Houston's been a little banged up. Miller is out this game because he keeps getting kicked out of games, and finally, if you get three of them targeting penalties, you miss a whole game. Where is Baylor's personnel? Because at some point, no matter who TCU has at quarterback, they are going to try to challenge Baylor on the back end of that defense. Baylor's shown some good depth, but walk us through a little bit of the personnel right now, issues that Baylor's having back there in the secondary, and who do you kind of see needing to step up in this game?
I think you'll see Raleigh Tejada and Kalen Barnes really have to step up at corner. And then at safety, it's really sad to say, considering he's missed so much time, but between Jaron McVay and JT Woods and probably getting a little more of Christian Morgan into the mix now that he's healthy, it shouldn't be too different at safety than what they've had to deal with the last few weeks when Miller's been out. So I don't think they're necessarily scraping the bottom of the barrel, but you really don't want to give Jalen Reagor one-on-one, and I don't really think Baylor's going to do that very often. I think they'll push coverage to him. They'll try and keep TCU in front of them and try and manage that running game with their down linemen if they can.
Yeah, Sam, that's – sorry, Matt. Sam, that's what I wanted to ask you about was that TCU O-line. I know Lucas Niang is now out, but they've had a lot of success running the football. What do you think of that matchup, that O-line versus the Baylor front seven?
I think it's the matchup to watch when TCU has the ball. That offensive line for TCU returns most of everybody they had from last year. I mean, they obviously lost Niang, and they graduated one starter off of it last year, but they had some solid depth even before they lost Niang. And that's really the unit that won them the Cheez-It Bowl, where there were how many turnovers. But eventually, against a good Cal defense, they were able to get things going on the ground and set up the winning score. And that's a running game that's quietly been one of the more productive ones in the Big 12. And stopping that is going to be critical for Baylor. And doing so in a way that doesn't leave them open for Jalen Reagor on a screen or leaves him in one-on-one will be critical as well.
You were so right. That screen game, I've got nightmares over the years of some of those quick screens that TCU does. They're good at getting the blockers out, whether it be the wide receivers or getting their linemen. They generally tend to be pretty mobile guys. And then they really execute well out on the side. I don't know if you – did you see the Sam, did you see Gary get mad at his offensive coordinator the other day? I know it happens. It's not the only time a head coach is going to do that. But, my goodness, I didn't think – I thought he might not be able to ride the charter back to Fort Worth. That was a little ugly between him and Sonny Cumbie. Are you seeing anything from Cumbie? I mean – With the quarterback situation being compromised this season, Sam, anything has he done anything differently? Has there been even more stress on the running game than in the past? What is Cumbie showing you in terms of tendencies this season?
Well, I think TCU's tried to keep things somewhat buttoned up, at least through the early part of the year, until they opened it up a little more over the last couple weeks. They obviously, with Delton being more of a run-first guy and then Duggan being a freshman, I got the feeling they realize they've got a good defense, they've got a good offensive line, and they don't want to do something that puts them into a bad spot. That was a big issue with some of the guys they had at quarterback last year. Just turning the ball over really caught up to them for most of the year. And I think maybe they're just a little gun-shy on that, but did seem like they were trying to keep some of the offense buttoned up until they felt like Duggan got a little more comfortable.
All right. Hey, watch for this. I predict that Gary is going to tell Sonny to wildcat this thing up. And I think you remember how Baylor finally decided a few years ago to just let Lynx try to beat Texas and just run the ball, and they almost came back and beat Texas that year when they didn't have anybody that could throw the football because everybody was injured. I think you could see something similar here. So just remember, Sam, when you watch them go crazy with this Wildcat on Saturday, just remember, you know, Mosley tipped you off on it, okay?
I have a feeling we're going to see a ton of that. They actually lined up in somewhat of a Wildcat look last year on the reverse play that they took to the house with Reagor. It was a 4th-and-1, so everybody was committed to stopping the run, and everybody just sucked in, and Reagor was gone.
Yeah, I've got bad visions of that game that set college football back. The only reason that game is not remembered is because the Cheez-It Bowl was so historically bad from an offensive standpoint. That game helped erase what was a horrific Baylor-TCU game where somebody named Muhlenbach had to come in there and lead the Frogs to victory. Baylor needs to avenge that thing on Saturday. Sam, get back to work, buddy. I know you got a busy, busy schedule, and I really appreciate you taking the time to do that. Our listeners really enjoy it, so I appreciate it, sir.
Thanks for having me on.
You bet. There you go. Sam Bradshaw, our X's and O's man who knows how to break down a scheme. I mean, Steven, I never thought I would find anybody in the business who kind of understood schemes like I do, but I feel like I've found it in Sam Bradshaw.
You finally found your match? It's you and Sam always chopping it up about schemes.
God, there's no one that talks more scheme than I do, but Sam kind of, I feel like he's blowing me away. All right, it is time for the dismount, and that is next.
We're ready for some football, baby.
This is Dallas Cowboys football 2019.
Tavon Austin in motion, coming to the left.
Only heard here.
And they will pitch it right to Austin. He's got a first down, 15, cuts it to 10, running to the 5.
All season.
To the pylon, touchdown, Tavon Austin.
Sunday night, it's your Cowboys and the Minnesota Vikings. Live from AT&T Stadium on ESPN Central Texas. Brought to you by Texas Farm Bureau Insurance. Protecting Texans since 1952.
Are you in the market to buy or sell a home and need an agency to deliver excellent results? Camille Johnson Realtors is excited to assist you with one of the most important decisions for you and your family, whether it be residential, commercial, or farm and ranch properties. Camille and her all-star team of agents are ready to help buyers and sellers through what can be a stressful period in their lives. They realize their job is more than just a job, and their knowledge can help guide you through this process. Enjoy the multiple listings, community and school information, and photos of the area on their website, CamilleJohnson.com.
StarTex Propane for all your propane and propane accessories and more. StarTex Propane is a leader of customer safety and satisfaction in 20 counties with service to both residential and commercial customers. Now, I was able to recently drive by their location, 1201 LaSalle. LaSalle. That's what we called it when I was in school. And I went by it. It's sort of between, you know, the circle out there where the health camp is. I came in. I was coming to the Farrell Center that way, and I came down LaSalle, and right there on the left, there it is. And it, you cannot miss it. It's painted, I'm trying to remember, blue and red. Kind of a, I think it was kind of an American-type colors. It is a really prominent place right there on LaSalle, and you can pull over there, and then you get all the stuff you need, all your propane, of course, the residential or commercial customers. For residential, now, by the way, I think they do a great job for people that want to tailgate. So when you get ready for this OU game, that is where you want to fill up your propane tanks. In fact, I've sent a bunch of people over there recently. Now, online, it is StarTexPropane.com. or Facebook, or again, you can call them and at 254-752-6571. StarTex does a lot, and you need to get over there and check them out. StarTex Propane.
D'Amore Fine Jewelers is excited to collaborate with Tacori to share the love this year. For the first time ever, Tacori is giving their biggest fans a chance to enter to win a $20,000 grand prize of Tacori jewelry. Simply visit D'Amore Fine Jewelers today and enter for a chance to win your dream designs. Tacori engagement rings, wedding bands, and jewelry. Five winners will be selected from now until December 31st. Visit D'Amore today to win. Tacori lovers, it's your time.
You have a business or a school or a team that needs to put their logo on something? Then let the pros at Mallory Screen Printing and Embroidery do the job for you. They can customize your logo on t-shirts, caps, dress shirts, golf shirts, winter apparel, and more. Stickers for any occasion, banners and signs, large or small. See more at MalloryPrint.com or call 1-800-433-2220. For your next custom screen printing or embroidery, check out their full catalog at MalloryPrint.com.
On a scale of 1 to I've broken more axles than I can count, how serious of an off-roader are you? Well, if you're still counting, you might want to listen up. Introducing the highly anticipated BF Goodrich Mud Terrain TA KM3 tire. With its extreme toughness and traction, this beast will get you anywhere you need to go. BF Goodrich Tires, what are you building for? City Tire and Battery will help you get back on the road quickly in your time of need. 1502 South Valley Mills Drive in Waco.
Hi, I'm Dan Ingham with the First National Bank of Central Texas, where we are proud to back the Midway Panthers. Just like head coach Jeff Hume and his team, we strive for excellence each and every day. We're a locally owned bank, and treating our customers like family is our top priority. Come by and see us at any of our five convenient locations. We'd be honored to help you with any of your banking needs. The First National Bank of Central Texas, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Go Panthers!
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Stephen Simcox with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update, brought to you by Lone Star Structures. Why are you wasting money renting a storage space? On a quality-built metal building from Lone Star Structures with locations in Lawton Semple. Cowboys were without linebacker Leighton Vander Esch in their Monday night win over the Giants. On Tuesday, Jason Garrett updated the chances of Leighton being back Sunday night against the Vikings from his stinger injury.
We'll see. We'll see what he's able to do as the week goes on. He improved last week leading up to the ball game, and unfortunately, he wasn't able to play, but you know, hopefully he gets better and better as the week goes on this week.
Cowboys safety Xavier Woods won NFC Defensive Player of the Week. He had a forced fumble and interception in the win on Monday night. He's the first Cowboys safety to win the award since George Teague in 1996. For more Cowboys news, tune in to You Make the Call at 5 o'clock today. Hear from John Machota of The Athletic. NBA tonight, Mavericks host the Magic, tip-off at 7:30. Rockets host the Warriors, tip-off for that game at 6:30.
SportsCenter every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. Welcome back to the Matt Mosley Show. It's time for the Dismount. For a final look at today's top stories, here's Matt Mosley and Stephen Simcox.
It is the two of us together again. Go ahead, had Glenn Stretch Smith on, Sam Bradshaw from Sikkim 365 to give us kind of a breakdown of Frogs. I mean, I think that's what people, our listeners, want. Let us know, Textoy 254-662-1660. We like to give you kind of the inside X's and O's of exactly how these teams line up, what to expect, what kind of personnel to look for. Boy, did you hear that super secret? He was very gracious how he did it, how he corrected me on how to say that kid's name for TCU. I guess it's Blacklock.
Blacklock, yeah. You're not the first person that made that mistake.
Yeah. Blaylock, just to me, when I see it in print.
Yeah, it looks like Blaylock.
Blaylock, but boy, he quickly. Blacklock's a good player, Ross Blacklock. I like that. I like being corrected in a gentle manner. Are you getting excited, Stephen, about as we get ready to go the Dismount? I feel like we have not talked a whole lot of LSU-Bama. I mean, this literally, and I know at 11 o'clock, all our focus is going to be on Baylor-TCU. But after that comes really one of the great regular season matchups we've seen since the last LSU-Bama matchup. Probably, I would say, the greatest, the most buildup we ever had to LSU-Alabama was back in, 2011? Does that sound about right?
I mean, was that like the 6-3 game?
It may have been. Yeah, it may have been the 6-3 ball game. But, I mean, they haven't beaten them in a long time. I mean, and you know, Les actually did okay against them for a while. And then it kind of got away from him, and they couldn't keep up. But what I didn't realize until recently, I was reading a story by Ross Dellinger, I believe is his name, Dellinger, in the for SI, and he was talking about how the coach Joe Burrow last year was kind of a ballyhooed matchup, and everybody thought, well, what's LSU going to do? And it was a tough ticket and all that kind of stuff in Death Valley, in Baton Rouge. And it turned out, and it just got revealed, it's just been revealed, that Burrow was playing with a separated shoulder. He had fallen in practice like on a Wednesday or Thursday and separated his shoulder. And so went out there very compromised in that game. And, of course, they lost that game 29-0. Don't you forget sometimes that Burrow was the quarterback for LSU last season? I mean, he's been so incredible this season.
Right.
It's kind of hard to... I mean, it's kind of easy to forget that he was actually their quarterback last season.
Yeah, well, let's just plan on dialing down on that game tomorrow at 11 a.m. But I am excited about that one because usually, Matt, like Bama LSU, it's always a big deal. But the last 5 or 6 years, it's just been like, okay, yeah, LSU has a good defense, but it's going to be Bama's going to win like 17-6 or something like that, because they're just going to absolutely suffocate that LSU offense. They'll force some turnovers, and the Tigers won't be able to make enough plays. But this is a totally new-look LSU team, and I'm really excited to see both of those offenses. Tua, you know, Saban's being real close to the vest about if he's going to play or not, but we all imagine that he's going to at least try to give it a go. But to see those two offenses and those two quarterbacks go at it.
Oh, if LSU wins this game, can you imagine how much we're going to hear from everybody leading up to the next rankings, the College Football Playoff Committee? Well, Tua wasn't right.
Oh, yeah.
You got to take that into consideration.
Keep him in the top four.
Right now trying to say Alabama doesn't have any wiggle room. Give me a break. You telling me a one-loss Alabama team doesn't get in the Final Four? Come on.
Right.
That is
the biggest joke. All that talk about, well, if they don't make the conference title game, we already saw that happen. They lost to Auburn a few years ago, didn't make the conference title game in the SEC West, still made the playoff. It doesn't matter. If they just lose one game, they'll be fine.
Yeah. Boy, Stephen A., you should have heard him today, screaming about, do we have a thought? Do we have a real, in our thought process of knowing what Stephen A. does, and I like Stephen A. personally, I really do. I mean, I don't always love what he says, but I personally, I actually like him. He's actually a nice guy. But he was going crazy about Clemson not being the top four, but completely based on they are defending national champions. They deserve it. And you know what? Joey Galloway made the same argument last night. They come on to do their analysis, and he goes, well, they're defending national champions. They have to be in the top four. What? Like, why is that so hard for people to figure out that you're not supposed – and maybe – I know it happens. I know reputation does play a role. But in the actual judgment of these teams, you're not supposed to care what they did last season. Like, Clemson can't just be gifted a top four spot because they won the national title last year. Why is that so hard for people to understand? I don't get it. All right, I know I'm eating into our precious dismount time. So, Steven, what else is on your plate today?
Matt, did you get to dial down much for some college basketball last night?
I did. In fact, I watched a lot of the... I took the opportunity. I was eating sushi alone. Kind of a sad. But there's this great little sushi place, and it's extremely cheap. And cheap sushi sounds like a bad decision, but it's just awesome, this awesome place in our neighborhood. And I sat over there and was doing some work, eating sushi alone because my girls had stuff to do, and watching that game. And then I just, instead of ever getting my column written, I just started making Bill Self Kansas jokes. I literally just started tweeting a bunch of jokes. That's really all. I just used the game. But I was, I think Kansas is good, by the way. They had like 28 turnovers. It was, you know, both those games were not played that well. There were way too many foul calls in the Kentucky game, and then the first game, there was just a million turnovers, but yes, I did watch a lot of college basketball last night.
And as you mentioned, Duke gets the victory over Kansas, and Kentucky beat Michigan State. Michigan State, the preseason number one. Kentucky gets the win 69-62. And the breakout star of that game, I mean, a five-star, highly rated recruit, but it was Tyrese Maxey, who came off the bench. Wasn't in the starting lineup, but he was 12 for 28 from the field, had over 20 points, had a big three late in that game to seal the victory. He scored 26 points on the night. And, Matt, what did you think of Maxey and his debut? Had a really nice night for the Wildcats.
Loved him. And it's always a little bit funny to realize a guy, like, played right down the street. You know, doesn't that ever happen to you, even in Central Texas, where you're like, dang, I wish I had gone to see this guy at football or basketball. This guy, I love high school basketball, but I just, for whatever reason, don't find the time. I used to go to those tournaments. I love those holiday tournaments. And just sit up there and watch basketball all day. I mean, that, you talk about, like, what would you like to do on an off day? That's it, right there. And spend time with my family. But I think that kid played at South Garland. I mean, gosh, it's just right down the road here. I mean, how did I not watch this guy? How did I not even really hear of him? Maybe I don't know what, if that's my fault or the local coverage fault. I don't know. But I did not know much about this guy, Maxey. And last night, now I don't know if his three-point shot's sustainable because it's a little different than most three-point. Those guys that shoot way out there generally, like Trey, you know, they just have a certain looking shot, some of these young, great three-point shooters. That guy kind of, his shot was like, I don't know, shots that you see kind of for younger people, like that kind of from down at the chest and kind of, you know, you I don't know. It did not look like your typical shot, but he was awesome, and he was so confident. I mean, they had no chance at stopping him. Michigan State with Tom Izzo, like, who made them number one? First of all, they're the number one team in the country. They were completely – now, they did kind of fight back in that game, but did you hear Vital – like, when they were getting beat pretty badly at one point, he goes, I hate it for Michigan State that they don't have whatever that guy's name is, somebody Lankford. Do you realize how long we've known Lankford wasn't going to be available? Like, this is not new. They got ranked number one based on knowing Lankford wasn't going to be there. And then he's like, well, I feel bad for Michigan State not having Lankford. Give me a break. We act like Tom Izzo doesn't have enough players. That is a weird Michigan State team, though. I love that point guard, Cassius Winston, but the rest of them are like all 6'9 guys who just love to pull up on like 18, 19-foot shots. Like that, they always have like a 6'9 lefty. You know, he's always – his number's in the 40s, and they had it last night, number 44. And the little I really – when I was really focusing, it was just him pulling up from about 19. You know, just shooting contested jumpers. I was just like, I don't know. That last night was not pleasing to the eye. And I love college basketball, so I don't want to be like a NBA snob, but – none of that was really pleasing to the eye other than what Maxey did.
Also in college basketball, a really cool story last night. Andrew Jones, a Texas guard who has been battling leukemia, he worked his way back. He was in the lineup last night, came off the bench, and scored a career-high 20 points, Matt, in 29 minutes, 8 of 13 shooting. And, you know, aside from that, just for him to get back on the court, a really incredible story. And nice for him to have such a great night as Texas got the victory over Northern Colorado in their season opener.
Yeah, I loved it. I loved it. That kid, in fact, I think his sister played at Baylor, if I remember correctly.
That's Alexis Andrew. Jones.
Yeah, and just a real – what a champ. What a guy to keep – you know, they were telling the story of him, like, wearing his medicine around his waist, taking – you know, kind of hooked up to him somehow while he was still out there taking shots when he was out for so long. And he got down to – he lost so much weight, didn't look like himself for a while because of the leukemia, the cancer was impacting him so much. But he kept fighting, and to go score 20 points, man, I don't care who they were playing. That was so incredible and a really neat moment. And they said Lance Blanks, the former Longhorn great and NBA executive, after he interviewed him or whatever, like, gave him a big hug, and that's completely appropriate, man. That was a neat moment. And normally root for anything involving the Longhorns, but boy, last night I think we all were able to feel some good things about Andrew Jones and what he was able to do.
We definitely were. Congrats to him. Just an incredible story. And we'll close today, Matt. Kawhi Leonard, the Clippers are playing the Bucks tonight. Big time game, national television. First night of a back to back. Giannis Antetokounmpo versus Kawhi Leonard.
Woo!
Never mind. Yeah. Kawhi Leonard's sitting out tonight due to load management on his knee. He's going to sit out tonight and play tomorrow against Portland. Matt, this is getting ridiculous. I understand these guys are looking out for themselves. They have to make these decisions, but somebody has to figure this out. Like, people are buying tickets to go see Giannis and Kawhi, and he's sitting out when he's perfectly healthy. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, but, I mean, hey, you're saying they play Portland on the second end, on the back end
of the back-to-back? Yeah, on the back end of the back-to-back.
Where is that game? In Portland, or do they go? I don't know.
I don't know.
It doesn't matter. I'm just saying, I mean, the thing is, the problem is this. Toronto managed him and sat him a lot, and they won a title
right.
doing it. I mean, how are you not going to do it? I mean, the only answer is the NBA, and they've tried to address this, but you almost have to, if you wanted to end load management, you'd also have to end back-to-backs. And I think that's almost nearly impossible to do for the schedule makers, but they have cut back on them. So that's the only answer. Otherwise, Stephen, there's no answer here. It's just going to keep happening. They're going to sit them, and there's nothing the NBA can do, because in the end, NBAPA will get involved, the union will get involved. It's just going to happen, because you have the best player in basketball. He won a title in part because you load managed him, and you're going to keep doing it. And man, we're just going to keep riding this the joy of load management. All right, this has been a joyful show. I appreciate it. Text us if you enjoyed today's program, 254-662-1660.
Don't text us if you didn't.
Email David Smoke if you really are enjoying this. No, I don't think. Does Smoke have an email? Listen, I appreciate everybody who's been a part of this one. Been a lot of fun. Tomorrow, remember, Frisman Jackson, the great Baylor wide receivers coach and passing game coordinator, joins us at 11:20. The hits keep on coming. It is the Matt Mosley Show with Stephen Simcox. Stephen, take the rest of the day off. Okay, everybody, listen to UNR. That is coming up next. Good night.